in Sal. So if you're late, so then which zone are you in? You're in the Nevesh HaChaim zone or you're in the Siva Shalom zone? The man thinks, I guess, I'm in the Siva Shalom zone. Right? The Siva Shalom. So let's, we don't have a lot of time, and it would not be wise to go past midnight. We don't know what we're going to turn into when midnight strikes. So let's focus on the Siva Shalom's piece. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll come back to the photocopies in Nefesh HaChaim. I apologize, but a Rebbe always has to still be a Talmud. And if I have the opportunity to walk my Rebbe, I'm not going to pass that up. And I hope I made the right decision in terms of everybody else's learning as well. It's an achrayus, but I think I made the right decision. Okay, HaKodesh HaZelochem, the bottom of page Pehe. Go to the seats over here. This Yisod that we're going to see is a simple Yisod, a very well-known Yisod that the Rebbe brings out over here. In fact, for those of you who are really interested in the development of Chassidus, it will be also kedai to see. Let's sit here. I told him midnight. So when you'll see this Yisod in other contexts, for those who are interested in the development of Chassidus, it's kedai to see the Svas Emes on this topic as well. And I'll make a couple of points on how the Sefer Svas Emes is written in contrast to the way the Sefer Nesiva Shalom is written. Torah Kedosha describes Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron on the bottom of page Pehei. Beretz Mitzrayim Leimor HaKodesh Hazelochem Rosh Chadoshim Rishon hu lachem l'chotshi ha'shana. Hine, kosa Rashi b'reish b'reishis. Well-known Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. Shelo ha'yitzarech l'haskelas ha'torah ela me'achodesh hazelochem. The Torah really, Rashi is bothered. What do you need all the stories of Sefer B'reishis? Rashi asks. After all, at the end of the day, the Torah starts with ha'chodesh hazelochem. So Rashi there answers why we need Sefer Bereishis, and we discussed already in the past why we need Sefer Bereishis. But let's be nadayik, says the Rebbe in Rashi's kasha. Rashi doesn't ask why did the Torah start with Sefer Bereishis. Rashi says, why did the Torah not start with HaChodesh HaZelechem? Which means that what Rashi is saying is not only is HaChodesh HaZelechem the first mitzvah. Let's not be only halachic. We have to be halachic first, for sure. But there's something that's behind it as well. And that is that there's something that's significant in the fact that the Torah says that the first mitzvah, the most important initiation course in Torah is this abstract and obtuse mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. In fact, paradoxically, Kiddush HaChodesh is the one mitzvah that's almost removed entirely from all of Klal Yisrael. It's only something that great Chacham, how many people today learn the halachos of Kiddush HaChodesh? Many people even learn halachos that are not shaykh to Zman Hazeh. They learn halachos of Avodas HaMikdash. Kiddush HaChodesh is only for the unique and brilliant. All the halachos of the lunar cycle, they're very, very, very complex. Yet, that becomes the first mitzvah that's given to all of Klal Yisrael. If anything, it should be stuck in for postgraduate degree. So then, and that's how it works today. There are only a few Yechidei Segula who know the halachos of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's a genius Rebbe in Tarnas. His name, he's one of the postmen for the OU, Rabbi Yisrael Belsky. He takes the boys out in the summer, and he's in camp with them. No Gemaras, no Rambams, and he just sits and he looks up into the sky and he tells them all of the halachas that relate to all the stars and the galaxies. He's a genius in science and he's a genius in halacha. So there are only Yechidei Segula who are able to do this. So asks the Rebbe, the first question is, it seems from Rashi that there's something very important to start out. We're being Mosif Bezer Hashem. That what the Rebbe is bothered by, that's really the exact opposite. Not only that, Klal Yisrael is not involved with Kiddush HaChodesh. Bezdin does the Kiddush HaChodesh. So not only from a scholarly perspective, but even from a practical perspective, you and I are not involved in Kiddush HaChodesh. V'tzarech levari inyan ha-miyuchad. U'bechlal madua nichtava v'parsha zu ha-medaberes al-mitzvahs karim pesel yitzias Mitzrayim. So question number one is going to be a litany of questions as in the Siva Shalom style. Number one, question number one is, why the emphasis of the first mitzvah, which is our initiation for something that really should be a postgraduate study? That's number one. And number two is, why is that necessary to introduce Karban Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim? At the end of the day, Parshas HaChodesh is all about Karban Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what you and I read right before Pesach to become familiar to Karban Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Arba Parshios. So why does it start with HaChodesh HaZeh? That's question number two. Ube Mechilta Darshu al Pasuk Zeh, and the Mechilta has a very interesting drasha. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Lo Mana Bo Adam Arishon. The Mechilta makes a deal. Lachem, to you, you Jews in Egypt. But it's not Shach to Adam Arishon. Klomar Shemimos Adam Arishon and Yitzias Mitzrayim HaYimon in Lechama. That they used to count only to the sun. They didn't count. They didn't follow a lunar calendar. They followed the solar calendar, which means that even the Avos, on a certain level, also were following a solar calendar. Obviously, you have to work that in, which I get the Avos from the kind of mitzvahs. But really, the mitzvah only starts with Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. V'rak me'esitzin Mitzrayim should start with mitzvahs kishah chodesh tchil limnas levana. So question number three is, why dafka the dar in Mitzrayim? Number four, another drasha of Chazal. The Rebbe continues on the last four words on page hey. Rishon hu lachem v'lo la'akum. It's for you, and it's not for goyim. Nimtzeinu lemeidim sheyisrael monim la'avana v'akum lachama. So the Chazal coming to tell us, as we see today, that we follow the process of the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. V'tzarech b'yir ha'inyin b'zeh. V'lama dafka, now here's question number four, it's a great kasha. V'lama dafka b'mitzvah zu ha'torah madgisha lachem v'lo la'akum. Why, when it comes to this mitzvah, does the Torah emphasize lachem v'lo la'akum? How many mitzvahs are shayach to goyim?
Seven.
The Torah goes out of the way, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the way the Gemara understands the psukim, to tell us which seven are shayach to goyim. You don't need a separate drasha, lachem v'lo la'akum, you don't need that drasha. By definition, all mitzvahs are only shayach to Yisrael. So question number four is, why is it that we have the emphasis of lachem v'lo la'akum? Question number five, v'chein yesh lavin kushyas ha'mefarshim. How does the pasuk conclude? Excuse me, how does the pasuk open? V'yomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim. Why the emphasis of Eretz Mitzrayim right in the opening of the pasuk? She'ein ha'torah mefarshes b'chol dibur heichan nemar. Normally the Torah doesn't tell us where the mitzvah is given. Why over here does it emphasize it was given in Mitzrayim? Vohe inyan. The Rebbe gives a beautiful answer. Derech Agav from Nevensal just told me, Kedarko b'kodesh, a much more of a Shas type of answer as opposed to a Chassidus type of answer, about the question, why does it say lachem v'lo la'akum? So he says, on a simple level, because Gentile kings follow the Rishon of Tishrei, and Jewish kings follow Nisan. So that would be lachem v'lo la'akum. That the calculation of the monarchy is different between Goyim and Yisraelim. But that's not going to be the approach that Nasir Shalom is going to take. He's going to take a different type of answer, but that might be the pshat, the simple reading of pi halacha of that pshat. V'inyan. V'hekdim ma'asher metzinu chazal she'fligu ma'od begadol inyan kiddush havana k'mo she'darshim min ha'pasuk ha'chodesh hazeh lachem. He points out anomaly number six. Rabosai, Kiddush Levana, all right, it's a little bit of a schlep. You want to go and you want to watch the Knick game, and then your father reminds you that you have to do Kiddush Levana. Okay, so you go and take Kiddush Levana. How long does it take? 3.5 minutes. You dance around a little bit, like a little shuffle. You do a little shuffle, and then, okay, you're off on your way. How do Chazal describe it? Take a look at how Chazal describe it. Second paragraph on top of K'mar Shadorshim in HaPosek HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. Someone who says Kiddush Levana in the appropriate times, Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Wow.
That's how many times the Chazal say Mikabel Pnei Shechina? What's the significance of Kishalon? Now, obviously, someone who's on the way to a Knick game, I don't know how comfortable the Shechina feels. But in an ideal world, if it's the Kabel Pnei Shechina, so then in such a case, there is something very, very transcendental that's taking place. What exactly is this transcendental moment of Kiddush HaChodesh? So in order to answer all these six tzarachiyuns, the Rebbe develops the following idea. The Svas Emes has a similar idea in the Sefer. The Svas Emes is much more tight. His language is a lot harder to read. Maybe an analogy is that the Svas Emes' language is like the Ramban, and the Nesivah Shalom is like a Nachlas Moshe. For those of you who are familiar with that Achron Sefer, very nice Sefer. The Svas Emes is very, very tight. The Siva Shalom spells out. He elaborates. And in that way, that's why we give the Shir in the Siva Shalom, because it's a great entree to Chassidus. It opens up Chassidus for the uninitiated, and I consider myself in that category as well. V'yesh Levar, the Inyan Yisrael monin l'levana hu shalavana yesh zmanim, that's well known. The moon has time shehu b'siach oshach. Here, by the way, this is an important word. It's a modern Hebrew word. I've never seen it used in Hasidic or Halachic literature. Si, in modern Hebrew, is like a record. Si is a record. So Lou Gehrig used to have the si in most consecutive games played. That's how it's used. Shehi b'siach oshech. It could be the record or the highlight. Shehi b'siach oshech. The highlight of darkness. In the highlight of darkness, there still is a levana. Ve'ein ro'im ba shum nitzut shalar. There are times that you don't see the moon at all. Ach gan b'siach hashkus. Rabbosai underlined this. This is a very important line in Chassiduch. Ach gan b'siach hashkus yodim she'itaschu shuv lahar ki b'rishon ha'tachsu l'malav. You know what's so special and so transcendental about HaKodesh HaZelotem, about Kiddush Levana? Is that when we say Kiddush Levana, we are making a statement to the fact that you have to start, and even when the Levana is going to disappear, there's no R, we believe that Kaddish Baruch Hu is still guiding Klal Yisrael. We emphasize a lot in Yeshiva that we say in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha Ve'emunascha Baleilos. In the morning, when things are very clear, sun is shining, it's easy, lahagid baboker chasdecha. But at night, it's ve'emunascha. It's about emuna. It's emuna. At night, when things are dark, then we require a certain amount of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to provide for us, even at the times that things seem very, very bleak. And Rabbosai, you know, I try to emphasize, and I can't drive this home enough to the Talmidim. I think it's a chisaron in me, and it's many environmental factors that create this phenomenon as well. And that is, we don't realize how close we are to what was once absolute darkness. In terms of world history, the history of the world, in world history, if you look at it, if you have a longitudinal perspective from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, we are just a blink away from the Holocaust. 60, 70 years ago is nothing in world history. Hakamas HaMedina, establishment of the State of Israel. Right over here, only 40 years ago, we didn't even have access to. So Rabbosai, you know, sometimes Talmidim read this and they say, what's wrong? I have basically everything that I need. I'm going to a decent college. What is this whole idea of Choshech? But that perspective, whether you say it or you think it, or it's part of most likely neither of the above, but part of your subconscious, means that you don't have a longitudinal perspective of the history of Klal Yisrael. And that means it's something that we really, really need to internalize, that we are in the process of a mitzvah of R after a tremendous amount of choshech. Almost every single Ashkenazi Jew and even Sephardic Jews in this room, their lives, and their lives is not only their personal lives. We are a hemshech of doros, was entirely, entirely different 70 years ago. And we have to really, really realize that we ourselves live in a process of choshech and or. And of course, if we need, we could go into our personal lives as well and look and see that there are times of tremendous choshech. And that's the significance of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's the significance of HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. That HaKodesh Baruch was saying, you, Klal Yisrael, have to remember that the Levana represents the notion that even in the time of the greatest chashchus, there's going to be or. Let's continue on four lines from the bottom. And with this, we're going to answer all six tzarach nuance. First of all, now, of course, we begin to understand, if someone's not rushing to the Nick game, what Kiddush Levana really is. By the way, even people who are rushing to the Beis Medrash don't really internalize what Kiddush Levana is. That's what Kiddush Levana is all about. Va'al Kein, that's why it's Mekabel Pnei Shechina, because that's the essence of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to realize that when there's darkness, then no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly there with us. Val came five lines from the bottom. See, Vakodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Inin Kodesh Hakodesh Mitzvah Rishon Shabbatera Kaidim Mitzvahs Karben Pesach. That's why Hakodesh Hazeh Lachem is before Karben Pesach. Kedei L'Rameis Al Inin Zeh Shehu Yisoid V'Shairish Amuna. It's one of the Yisoidis of the Muna. She Yisrael Ma'inin La'Levana, that we count by the moon. V'Gam Be'Ac Achashchus, and even at the pinnacle of darkness. It's easy to say, very, very hard to do. But whenever we hit a downer in life, one of the keys of Emunah is to realize this is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And things will also get better. So many times in interpersonal relationships, this is a Bein Adam L'Chavero addendum. That's not part of the Rebbe's agenda here at all. In our Bein Adam L'Chavero relationship, sometimes things break down. Husband and wife have a disagreement. Father and son begins to see no longer eye to eye. Brothers who are once close become distant from each other. In all of those cases, sometimes when we're in the throes of that tension, the throes of that choshech, we begin to panic. And then we say things that we would later regret. So many times, when we're in the choshech, we don't realize that if we just take a step back and say, Gam ze yavor, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to my grandparents, in the Holocaust, Gam ze yavor. It's impossible to imagine with someone who's going through such pain. But there's going to be choshech and there's or. So next time we get caught up in one of these silly small things, when there begins to be a tension, there begins to be a choshech, there begins to be a rift, realize that the worst thing to do is to act as if the problem has no end. If there's choshech, then by definition there's going to be or as well. The Chazal, second column on Pevav, Dimu Inyin Zesh Yisrael, Mayim Lelevana Va'akum, Mayim Lechama. The Jews count to the moon, that's what Lechem Velo La'akum comes to tell us, and the Akum to the sun, Da'achama Shaletis B'yom Ve'ena Shaletis B'layla. The Chama entirely doesn't rule at night. Now we have a new metaphor of the moon. Va'alevana Shaletis B'layla U'bayom. But the moon rules both at night and day. Nirmas bezet, it's coming to allude to the following idea. Shehagoyim, afilu chaside umos ha'olam, ha'obdim es Hashem, rak biyom bizman sha'arlem. Goyim, when they see some type of clarity of God, so then they believe. Ava b'layla b'matzim shel chashkus, enim ovdim l'Hashem. Now, Rabbosai, happens to be that right here is a great example of that. You know, I always get a kick, and in many ways it's very inspiring. It's all part of the new gilui, the new nitzutz of our last blink of or that's come about in the last 50 years. And that is, you walk down the city, just happened last week, I was walking out of the old city, and a Southern Baptist is standing by his coach bus, getting on his tour bus again, and he walks towards me with a big smile on his face, and he says to me, "Shalom!" There are both sides. That's an amazing phenomenon. He looks at me, and he sees God's people. That's mind-boggling. That's mind-boggling. In the last 1,000 years, most times Christians walked down the street and they saw a Jew. They saw the devil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a giwui here in Eretz Yisrael, that our existence here in Eretz Yisrael is so miraculous that even the Christians have to now find a new way theologically. They're going through conniptions of trying to find a way to explain what we're doing back in Eretz Yisrael. They're all confused. But now they're seeing that somehow God's people, maybe they're trying to fit it back into their theology. Of course, Hakol Hevel. But what's the Yisod? The Yisod is when there's a Gilui, then we're God's people. But when we're walking down New York, or we're in South Carolina, walking down the street, so then in such a case, it's a little bit of a different phenomenon. And Kal v'chomer, the way it was in Germany 70 years ago, or Germany 700 years ago, either way, it wasn't Yom. There wasn't such a Gilui. It was a zman of tremendous choshech, even from the Gentile perspective of the Goyim. So realize that the way they relate to us very much depends on when there's a gilui or whether there's not. 10 lines from the top. But Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. Now, one more part of the metaphor about Levana. Let's skip down. Mashmos Yisera. And with this, we're going to develop until the end of Pei Zayin, a third Yisod about the chiluk between Levana and Chama. This will answer all the questions. New paragraph on the bottom of the paper. Umashmos Yisera Be'im Yisrael Monin Levana. And there's a third part. Shalavana ena meira tami kechama, itim chashucha hi bechelka. There are times that the moon diminishes, begins to wane. For the krasof afodesh nelam or nechsheches legami. The dafka oz hu rosh chodesh. Not only do we know that God is there even when things are entirely dark, and we know gam ze yavor, but when it's entirely dark, that's the Yom Tov. That's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh has a certain dechin of Yom Tov. V'davka hu ozu Rosh Chodesh be'esh ha'alvana b'tachlis ha'chashlis. When the Levana reaches the moment of entire darkness, so then becomes Rosh Chodesh. The Rebbe continues, 4 lines from the bottom. Al derech zeh hu inyanim shel Yisrael. This is the derech of Klal Yisrael. Hakoach hamiyuchet shel Yisrael ama nivchar hu. The unique part of Klal Yisrael is Shakodesh Baruch Hu bachar behem bechol hamatzavim sheim nitzavim. Hakodesh Baruch Hu is with us. Now the Levana becomes a mashal for us, that when we wane, when we become weak, when we become nisrashal in avoda, sheim nitzavim va'at matzavim hagrum biyoser k'sheim b'chashchus muchletes. Even when we're at the darkest point. Now the Rebbe goes on and he explains beautifully. He puts this in very, very, very personal terms, where he really, really brings out this yisod. Very, very beautiful yisod. Last word on Pei Vav. U'biyosam b'mitzrayim b'beis avadim. Az bachar b'em HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kar lem b'ni b'char Yisrael. Dafka when we were in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to us, B'ni Bechor Yisrael. U'kumod arminan b'medrash, Sh'amur Yisrael l'moshe, Heichanu n'ingalim, V'alo kol aretz Yisrael mitu nefes, Miglu avodah zarah shelanu. The Bnei Yisrael said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't get pulled out. You know what my next door neighbor is doing? You know he uses the internet? You know the type of Avodah Zarah he's doing? Do you know the Averis that I'm doing? There's no way I'm going to leave Mitzrayim. The reason we're stuck in here is because we ourselves have done it. And Moshe says it doesn't matter. He's not going to look at your Avodah Zarah. Skip all the way down, Rabbosai, for the punchline. 15 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeya Es HaNikuda HaPnimis Shel Yehudi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Rabbosai, how deep we've fallen. No matter how far we go, Shetocho Ratzuf Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The deep down, there's a tremendous Avon Shuka towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein eino mabit bilgul avodah zarah shelachem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't look at your avodah zarah. V'zeo ma'adav v'arti meretz Yisrael b'lai lazan yivu lo malach lo sarah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go to the side. Look at this beautiful vort. Ki ha'malach roe rak zos sheretz Mitzrayim b'lai glum shalom. A malach only sees the exterior, the chitzonius. Now the exterior of the chitzonius is the outside world and the way people act, but not the inside of the neshama. Ve'eino makir es apnimius. 9 lines from the bottom. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayodeh machshavos. Ruah es apnimius shebe pnimius. Look at the lashon. Pnimius shebe pnimius. Sometimes it's very, very deep. But there, in every single Jew, there's a spark that's burning. Sheba in revav. The Geula couldn't be Alidei Malach. Beautiful word for the Seder. The Geula couldn't have been Alidei Malach. Why? Because it had to be Alidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we had something so far and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the potential inside of us. Every once in a while we have a Talmud that everybody has given up on. Everybody has given up on. But it's not true. There's a spark inside, and in every single person that spark could be lighted up, lit up. Next paragraph on Pei Zayin, second column. V'zeu inyan mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zelachem. Now we're going to answer all the questions. Sheba mitzvah zu misgala ha-matana shenasan Hashem yisparach l'Yisrael shebocha liyos am ha-nifchar. That's why we emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zelachem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gives us the koach of Hischatshus, which is Yisod V'Sharsha Emuna, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be Mechadesh in us even when we reach the lowest points. Now let's go back to all of our questions. Question number one was, why does the Torah start with this idea of HaKadosh Hazel Lachem? Why is that the first mitzvah? Why is it the initiating course in Torah? Because this idea that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the time of Choshech is the most central part of our Avodah, the Nesiv HaShalom claims. It's a Yesod V'Sharash HaEmunah. It's the first step. The first step. Even when things are dark. What was question number two? Why is it before Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim? Again, because in order for us to be able to really do all the mitzvahs, we need to realize that even Bizman HaChashvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. One of my Rebbeim, Reb Ran Spiegel, was a child of 7 during the Holocaust, and only 3 survived. He's very, very short. He should be well. He's very, very short. And his parents hid him. He was a child during the Holocaust, and his parents hid him. He says he doesn't have a lot of memories. He remembers he was born, I believe, in 38 or 39. So he was very young during the Holocaust. And his parents, he doesn't remember much. His parents filled in some of his memories. But he says what he does remember clearly is, number one, being always hungry as a little kid. He says the other memory of his, almost all of his memories in the middle of the concentration camps, being hid by his mother, he remembers his parents doing mitzvahs. That's what he remembers. He says he remembers around this time of the year, if not earlier, before Pesach, his mother making a tiny oven about the size of a shoebox and baking tiny matzahs inside, and they sew them into their prison uniforms. They sewed it in there for months so that they would be able to have Pesach. They knew that the Nazis would be looking out for a Pesach time, but if they did it months and months beforehand, so then they felt that they'd be able to get away. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. He gave us many examples of memories that he had from the Siris Nefesh for mitzvahs. That's this Yisod. If one believes that even in the greatest Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forsaken Klal Yisrael, and that his Talmidim will come back one day and be closer to Makom HaMikdash than anybody in Germany had believed in 70 years ago, any Jew in Germany dreamed for 70 years ago, so then that person is able to be Moser Nefesh, even in the greatest Choshech. And they're able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah. That's the answer to question number two. What was question number three? Question number three is, why is it given Lachem Dafka now? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I have confidence in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, no matter how far you and I have fallen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no matter where we've fallen, whatever Madrega, I'm giving it to you because I know I could be Misora Mi'ilah. That's the Hasidisha term that the Rebbe brings out that we don't have time to read inside. That I could bring you up, and even though you feel so far removed, I could be Mekadesh you. And that's why it starts off Dafka in Mitzrayim. The Avos didn't need it. Adam HaRishon didn't need it. Mitzrayim was the first place we were entirely corrupt. Our entire essence had been corroded. But there still was that spark, and that spark will never disappear in a Jew. And now we know why we say Rishon Hu Lachem V'lo La'Akum. Why is it emphasized Lachem V'lo La'Akum? All mitzvahs don't apply La'Akum? No. This particular notion of that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chashchus, and not only Ba'or, that's the Yisod and the secret to Klal Yisrael. And that's why this Christian, when he walks down the streets in Yerushalayim, is befuddled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has continued the mystery of Klal Yisrael, and Be'ezer Hashem, that mystery will continue until the point that there will be a final Gula.
I have a small question about
yes, sir.
Can I just say that the book is about how